Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
We'll change it up.
Don't call Chase out like that.
Well, I knew he was going to try and take it from me, so I had to do something different.
Yeah, because the first thing you said to me was, "Hi, piss boy."
Piss boy.
Trying to steal stuff from me.
What? That does track.
You were doing it before I called you piss boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That's the vibe today.
We're on some goblin energy today. Goblin brain.
I should have set something on fucking fire.
Yep. Speaking of which, candles.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Look, I'm not lighting my candle. Last time you kept speaking lit and then you kept putting it out, so.
That was like two sessions ago. What are you talking
about? It's far. I don't care. Do you know how shit the last few weeks have been?
You got a point.
Fuck off. Time's not real.
It's also a flat circle.
I've All right. lost my candles.
How?
There it is.
I was about to say, I know you don't have as many candles as I do, but surely there's no way you've lost all of them.
I guess there's those couple over there, but the one that I was using with the triple wick, because obviously I need three.
Yeah.
I want to light three whole candles.
Do you need three?
That's ridiculous. Yes!
Breach.
So, match the plot.
Don't act like we were ever on
that
plot.
That one smells nice already. Hot damn.
We're actually like really good at staying on the plot compared to several other campaigns I've been in. Staying, I don't know.
Y'all honestly are. Y'all, we like digress like crazy at the beginning of this recording, and then once the ball is rolling, we don't really get off plot. It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, we get all of our chaos out in the first 3 minutes, and then it's like, ow, my fucking finger.
And then it's, ow, my fucking finger.
At the mood.
Oh, let me grab my dice back.
My fucking candle is spicy today, apparently.
Well,
we knew it wouldn't be Baby Cat. Baby Cat's too sweet to hurt you.
Maybe if,
Bullshit.
You get burned, Astoria won't. Anyway.
Don't wish that on me. She's fake.
How dare you call her fake?
All right. So,
fake ass bitch.
On our last session of Saga, the party wrapped up their investigation of the giant Fondy house, finding some more evidence of vampiric alliance from the Nefandi, including learning that whoever the Sabbat, or multiple, they don't really know, is involved with these Nefandi, is quite fond of knives and using them to vivisect people, and also dabbling in flesh crafting, which is a Zemichi thing that the Sabbat are not really supposed to have. Somebody's trying to figure it out, apparently, including constructing a giant meat monster by trying to melt 20 odd ghouls together. Didn't really work out for them, except for the one that they found, still alive and trying to drag itself out of the meat monster.
I have a question, actually. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
Don't vampires have like a specific number of ghouls they're allowed to have based off of their rating?
Usually.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I thought it was just as many as they could sustain with Vitae, but I also have a question that is very meta, like DM to DM kind of question, which is there something going on with the Zemichi here? Because they're like one of the founding members of the Sabbat, I think.
In V5, they are. In V20, they're
Are they not?
I remember it, in V5, they're I could be wrong. And in one of the versions, they are Sabbat, and in one of the versions, they're part of the Camarilla.
Okay.
It could be that I am reversing which ones I think it is, but I'm pretty sure it's V5 that they're Sabbat, and in V20 they're Camarilla, but it's possible that I'm wrong.
Not that it makes a difference to the characters, and I'm not stressed about it. I was just like, when you mentioned it last session, I was like, am I losing my mind?
I can double check and retcon if I need to, but as I recall, it's definitely in one version they are, and in one version they're not.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the first rulebook for Vampire I ever picked up was V5, so I'm having to like purge that out of my head.
Same, somehow.
Since we are using
also
V20.
Same.
So yeah, there's that. And upon their departure from the giant Nafondi house, they set that bitch on fire in a big way. Jesse employing both forces and time to make it burn faster. Then, upon trying to leave, they encountered lots of ghosts in the forest, and Chase set about trying to recruit a ghostly army, like his name is Aragorn. And while that was happening, they were accosted by a Nafondi cultist with chameleon skin and an uncanny ability to vanish into the background, who shanked Jesse to minimal effect, and attempted to do the same to Aletha before getting weebed on by Chase.
He got his bitch ass cut in half.
Yep, I sure did. Chihuahua built, ankle biting motherfucker. Astoria attempted to interdict his soul to do a little bit of play a game of question the ghost. And found out that the demon who owned this guy's soul was not up for waiting and yoinked his ass like a Happy Meal down to hell. So that was a thing. And they moved on to camp for the night away from the awful Nafondi house to a place that Brother Charles had been camping at before and had already set up some wards around. While they were camping, Jesse had another visitation from one of the strange white elk with the golden eyes. And this time, Astoria managed to also see this and determined that it was none other than the Gallo-Celtic god, Cernunnos, the god of the hunt, the god of nature, the horned lord, who apparently has been around the periphery of Jesse for a little while, and perhaps offering an alternative to going down the Lilith route. He basically, this time, for once, finally, spoke to her and told her that he could attempt to help them, and that it was imperative that they stop Lilith, as, in his words, she would upset the balance. Which led Astoria to speculate a bit as to essentially Lilith appears to be wormish, so maybe Cernunnos is wild, and there's some interplay going on there. And with that, we called it a night on some rather vigorous, innuendo-laden taunting of Jesse, because Cernunnos is also a fertility god.
He don't want to fuck you.
He's not going to fuck you. So, we find ourselves the morning after at the camp. As everyone awakens who wasn't already awake, that being, namely, Jesse and Aletha. Aletha being light sleeper and taking the final watch, and Jesse hitting that hashtag no sleep life. and had nightmares about it and didn't sleep, hence the Kernos encounter. Speaking of which, Jesse, get that good old-fashioned point of exhaustion back on your sheet.
Yeah, boy. We're back to the good old days.
No sleep till Kirkland.
No sleep till Kirkland.
Even then.
Oh, look, there's a free cat on my back porch. And everybody else, get a willpower back. If you're short any, I think some of y'all burned some in the house, so you slept. Have a willpower.
I'm short so much willpower.
Yeah.
That's rough, buddy.
Those of you who are...
I try not to do that.
Those of you who are just awakening, awaken to the smell of bacon and pancakes, which Brother Charles is busy preparing on a skillet over the open campfire.
And salsa?
No! Bacon, now it's immortalized.
Bacon pancakes.
I can't believe you've done this. Yeah, making bacon pancakes.
Chase is absolutely going to be singing that jingle and, like, shaking his ass as he gets out of bed in the morning.
That's probably going to get a look from Olathe.
It's going to get a look from Jessica,
Chase
too.
Chase does not care.
Jesse's, like, kind of dancing along, like, just a little bit, because she's still pretty fucked up about this whole thing, but she's, like, kind of, like, bobbing her head a little bit.
How does he have this much energy in the morning?
Rugs.
Yeah, I don't know.
He didn't take a watch.
Chase points at Astoria.
Oh, you missed the good stuff then.
How did you finagle that?
I went in my tent and went to sleep, and nobody bothered me. It all sounded like you had a cup.
Coffee yet? Okay, I guess there's not coffee.
Olathe would be handing over coffee.
Espresso beans.
Slowly awakening to existence now.
I guarantee Olathe, knowing at least these two, is going to have coffee going.
All right, that's better.
That normally seems to help you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got a good feeling about today, guys.
You do?
We're going to kill the shit out of Nefandus. And, like, several vampires.
You're fucking better.
That is a nice feather in your cap.
Exactly.
Question, because Elaine can't remember. Was it just Astoria and J-Team that were awake for meeting the deer god?
Olathe.
Olathe woke up at the end.
Yeah,
Olathe woke up at the end. I'm not sure that she would have actually... I don't think she had spirit up, so I don't know that she would have seen Kirkland.
Olathe doesn't have spirit, so yeah.
Right, but she caught at least part of the conversation at the end.
Okay, yeah. Well then...
Because she was part of the one telling Jesse, you're okay, you're not pregnant.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Pregnant!
Jesse's gonna update Chase. We got a new god in the mix. As of last night.
Why?
Because... Yeah, I haven't figured that part out yet.
I have. It's pretty straightforward. Guns have gone away, and now the gods come crawling back.
Well, then where's yours? Why I got two?
I'm, like, reasonably confident mine's supposed to be Coyote after my adventure, but he doesn't really talk to me, and also I'm reasonably confident that that's, like, not in my pantheon, so I don't really intend to do any worship.
Neither of these are in fucking mine. What?
That's rough, buddy. Because I think you've got attention from the kinds that demand worship.
Yeah,
rather than something that's going to happen to you, like Coyote. I think Astoria, correct me if I'm wrong, and Olathe, I think. Astoria, Coyote just
You don't even know who we got.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure about that one, but.
He just kind of happens to people mostly, right?
From what I know, yes.
For a lot, yes.
Well, in that case, I'm going to continue on as though I don't have one. And whatever happens, happens. So, good luck, Jesse.
Thanks, yeah.
Let me know if I can help, though.
This one's better, at least.
Yeah, this one's a deer god. What's his name again?
Kurnanos.
Kurnanos. Yeah. That fucking guy. That way more up my alley from the sound of it.
Is that Irish?
Yes.
Oh. You think you attracted an Irish god because you're dating an Irish guy?
You know what? If they, I don't fucking care. It's not Lilith.
He's not Irish.
Is he Scottish? I don't know.
He is Scottish.
I thought
yeah.
he was Scottish.
He is fucking Scottish.
You yeah. have dinner with him, like, weekly.
Do you think I pay attention to that stuff? I don't see color.
To be
I'm pretty sure you only see the food.
You good, Jesse?
No.
So is everybody ready to kill the shit out of Nevadas? Or
please.
Two?
Or three, right? I think there's three.
We're
and a vampire.
Kill the shit out of however many we run into. And it's going to be a pain in the ass the whole time.
You got that right.
Are we calling for backup? The wolves are always late, but like better than nothing, right? Not the wolves. The your bears.
Jessica just silently hands you her coffee because you clearly need it.
I don't know how I feel about Cole and Luca with how connected they are. I'm already worried that they've got like a backdoor to me, like into my brain.
Ooh,
and I worry.
That's smart.
I worry that Luca, yeah.
That gets okay. Brother Charles' attention a little bit. Wait, did you say bear?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of made her brother yeah. a bear.
So the Gural are back.
Among other things, yeah.
Apparently they never left completely.
Well,
it just wasn't a ton of them.
That's mostly good news.
But they make it time.
Pretty quick too.
They've been somewhat helpful.
Yeah. They helped clean up Vinny's mess.
Yeah, his name was mentioned last night, and I hadn't got to asking about it with all the madness going on. Have you had a Nefondus encounter before now?
Yeah, my brother.
Oh dear.
More of a demonic possession.
Hmm.
Hence my worry.
But really, what's the difference?
It's very little, a bit of time.
It's semantics that are important sometimes.
Well, I suppose if you make enough deals while you're still alive, they decide to collect a bit early.
Or inhabit.
Indeed. Just so. Well. Coffee, bacon, pancakes. Free to everyone. However much you like, I can make more.
Making
but,
pancakes.
Bacon,
pancakes. Sorry, I'm,
He rolls his eyes and but smiles a little bit, just kind of shakes his head.
Jesse will eat everything that is not eaten by other people.
She's going to be getting a little food aggression by Chase.
Chase and Jesse eating both sides of a strip of bacon like fucking Lady and the Tramp.
Once everybody else has like had breakfast.
Naomi's gone for two fucking days.
It is just going to go back to Chase and Jesse seeing who can eat the fastest to finish off the rest.
Only if it is getting rid of some of the bacon and pancakes.
That gets additional amusement from Charles. Well, you know, I think the last time I saw someone eating that fast, it was this crazy Spanish bastard trying to finish an MRE before the artillery shells started hitting.
Have you ever seen a meal? He's looking so fucking fast.
Ah, right.
You...
How many siblings does this lady have?
Four.
Don't
yeah,
ask that.
Now.
I'm afraid more are going to show up.
No. It's just the four brothers, but three now because Vinny's dead. I fucking killed him.
Right.
I'm like semi-adopted at this point.
Yeah, so I guess we're back up to four.
Fist bump.
Fist bump. And then there's an in-law, Abby. And then she's got a daughter, Caroline.
And then you kind of adopted Jessica too.
Yes. Jessica waves.
It's Elaith is going to be giving probably a very kind of like almost long suffering look at this guy.
Brother Charles, you know how there's not a single cabal of mages on the planet that's like just actually normal people?
Oh yes.
You still ain't found
one.
He's
holding the hand out for a fist bump.
He fist bumps.
Oh. Family.
How long do we want to spend here getting ready before this? Do we want to probably announce our position and take our time to get ready, or run right in?
Well, I suppose that begs the question. We have the knives, and we have the picture book. It sounded like we could use those potentially to track our adversaries.
I believe we should be able to, but we're going to want a little warding, because I'm sure they're going to try and backtrack.
Almost certainly.
More of their chameleon people. Or fuck knows what else.
Very true. Well, there are some degree of wards in place already around the camp. He kind of points at little piles of rocks kind of at the four cardinal directions of the camp. Minor, but enough to help a little. Whatever else you would like to undertake, by all means. I suppose the other question is, how do we plan to actually go about dispatching these ne'er-do-wells?
Chase just kind of grabs his sword by the sheath and gives it a little shake.
I assume probably violently and with a fair amount of fire.
Which is to say, until we know the situation we're going into. And whether or not we can even actually reach it today, I guess, is probably also an important consideration.
Well, I think I will start working on that.
Yeah. We're going to do some general prep work here. Jesse, Olathe, if you two both want to start looking into finding them. Astoria, it's the bad moon time for you. How are you looking, quintessentially?
I believe we have temporarily lost our Mothly companion.
We have. I have a question that may burn a little bit of time, though.
Go for it.
Given we are, at least Olathe is going to be attempting to be kind of stealthy about the search, would Rotten Liar go against this with Jesse helping?
It would.
Yes!
Okay. Olathe is going to make a little bit of a face at the, and I think we might need to be a little more subtle about this. And Jesse, I don't think you've entirely mastered that with your magic?
Yeah, I don't know. My shit's loud.
Yeah, and that is something we need to spend some time working on.
Fair enough. Sounds like I'll tell you then.
A little longer and a little slower, I think, would be safer. But if you want to help, dampen anyone searching back, you may be able to do that. Oh, no, that would probably... Never mind, that would probably still be...
meta-knowledge, that would...
Yeah, so never mind that part,
though. The same problem.
So you may be able to work on getting yourself prepped for what we're going to have to go into, because it's almost guaranteed to be a fight. Because, yeah, out of character, Jesse's made charms before, right?
Nope.
I know she's helped with
them. I believe she has assisted...
She has a
charming. Okay. I don't believe she has independently charmed at any point.
No, a lot of the time that everyone else spent like building charms and working on the sanctum and shit, Jesse was building a cabin.
Nope, Jesse specifically helped Aletha with some of the core charms and stuff, though.
I know, helped, but, like, while you guys were making, like, a bulk of the charms, like, Jesse was busy. She has helped with some, but she hasn't made very many. And none on her own.
Excuse me.
Had a homestead to set up.
Yeah, so whatever you may want to look at working up with that. Either possibly practice building charms or some longer term effects. Or maybe Chase needs some help. Assisting a story with quintessence, I'm guessing, maybe part of it.
That's the plan. I'm also getting a little towards I'm at like a quarter tank.
Well then, refilling you both would be a good idea. But I'm going to get started myself, I think. So if you need me, be right here, I guess. But try not to interrupt if we don't have to. Aletha is going to take the two items. Probably light a cigarette, because smoke is a focus for distance correspondence for her, and obscuring. And when I rolled, I got 5 suck, Ben. And all 5 of those first ones are going to shielding. The search that's going to happen.
Okay.
And then let's see. That's another 10. That is another 10 as well. Okay. I forgot that's the one on those dice. 7, so 2. So that's another 6 successes. And we are going to do... We did 5. And I'm going to split this one to make 8 coverage and 3 to reach out. Unless that's more than I really need. Or if I'm not really getting a result there, I'll keep going.
Okay.
I will throw those in dice rolls so we can keep track.
All right, so 3 to reach out, and which item are you using for that purpose?
I don't see there any reason I couldn't do... Well, no, the one was a vampire, one was the mage.
Yes.
That's why I can't use both. Can I make a wits occult? Or maybe I would just have the knowledge, or Riverwood with 3 dots in occult / esoterica, as to which one of the two, the vampire or the mage, would have an easier time detecting me looking for them?
I'll honestly give you that as a common sense roll. The mage, like,
okay.
you know that you're dealing with a Nafandi. You know that you're dealing with at least one of them having the ability to use correspondence themselves because they did so to harass Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
To give you some freebies here, just based on the shit you've encountered to this point, you can make a very good educated guess that whoever you're dealing with has plenty of correspondence and mind ability, if nothing else. So while vampires can be aware of magic, a correspondence mage is the magical bloodhound of the world of darkness. Like,
can I retroactive one roll?
What you got?
I want to throw a mind ward up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll allow it.
Cool. That is three suck.
What is everybody else up to as Letha is doing this?
Making Gatorade.
I would also like to join Chase in making Gatorade, or at least learn how to make Gatorade from Chase, because I'm struggling.
Jesse would also like to join that.
Okay.
Okay.
And we are going to be using a slightly altered version in this instance. Similar setup with the little metal spikes going in a square around the target. But since we don't seem to have any conveniently located cars to cannibalize, since we're in the woods, it is going to be adding firewood to the fire and using that process to break down the wood into quintessence.
Valid.
And as he goes through this, since Astoria is asking about it, Chase will be explaining, noting the differences between how it works with fire versus how it works with his conveniently sized cubes of car that he has been dicing up. Chase gets into the technical details with Astoria and Jesse.
Valid.
And then, I suppose we'll go ahead and start making some rolls about it. It's going to be going in the dice rolls chat.
Okay.
So I guess round one for everybody. It would still be matter two, prime three. So difficulty of six to do.
What time is it?
Probably like 7 a.m.
What's the diff?
For juicing logs into quintessence?
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that relatively just large primal magic?
Okay, so it's just prime. Okay. That is gonna
prime
be
and matter.
Successes. Okay, I have both of those.
Diff four sucks. Six and it's set. I'm going to listen, but divert myself to doing something different, I suppose, because that's diff 9.
Ooh, jeez.
And that doesn't seem like a particularly good use of quintessence to make it easier.
Exactly.
If I'm trying to gain quintessence.
Accurate.
So I guess I will listen to the explanation, make some notes so that I can try and do it again later. But I'm not going to be doing that. Which is unfortunate. Cool. Go ahead and do that and I'll figure out what I'm doing.
Okay. Bird, remind me the mechanics of that. In terms of, like, how much quint per success you can siphon, I really don't remember.
I believe we had just been following the damage chart for forces and other stuff and just doing two per success.
Yep, that's exactly what we were doing. Okay.
So that's 14 that we're making over the course of at least the first, I don't know. How long were you having per roll here?
We're talking, like, standard roll times before, because like Olathe's doing things.
It's like half an hour.
Yeah. I'm about to start describing Olathe's process. And then that may adjust how things go.
I'm planning to do something else for this next roll anyway, so.
Okay. So, yeah, with the application of fire to wood and...
Oh, wait. Because it's fire related, can I get a minus one difficulty?
Not really. I applaud the effort, but it's not really an application of forces.
It's, I know.
Yeah. Prime or the fire is just like facilitation of it.
It is specifically not forces magic here.
I could generate
quintessence from the fire.
That you could just
you should teach Jesse how to do that.
Chase is
I don't know if Chase has that degree of forces yet.
He's got the forces too for it. He could do it. He's just there have been elements of forces magic that I have not been putting in that, you know, he's still learning.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, so they are able to oh, what containers are you putting this magic juice in? I guess filling up some canteens with magic juice. Slosh, slosh.
He does not have the ability to create TAS, so most of this is actually just visual fluff for what is actually happening mechanically, which is he is turning wood into quintessence and absorbing it.
Yeah. So I would say
not
solid, can't be shared, can be moved around with prime magic, which is good enough.
So it would be specifically Chase gets 6, Quint, and Jesse gets 8. Given that it isn't TAS, you're right, it isn't shareable. That is just you two guys hopping on the mushroom and getting powered up.
Pretty much.
As that is going on, Aletha builds some mind wards around herself in anticipation of reaching out and potentially poking the big bad Nafondi mommy, who has definitely demonstrated the ability to poke back. Or are you going for the vampire first?
He said the vampire was safer.
Okay. All right. If we're going for the vampire first, then that works.
Vampires, I know, though, have mind the ability to do
they
mind
do.
Effects.
They certainly
and, if
certainly
you're reaching
do.
Out to swat at one.
Yeah.
I like to be stupid in other ways, okay? Thank you.
Fair enough.
God.
Oh, Lather. Alright, so you reach out to look for the vampire.
Uh-huh.
Feeling their quintessential pattern coming off of the knives where they have handled them in the past. It is faint because it's not like this is their favorite knife that they've carried for 100 years. It's just a knife that they used once to vivisect somebody's child. But they still have a connection enough to it. And it leads you off to the west. Just as a reminder, I know some of our people are a little spatially challenged. You guys are at the very northern tip of Illinois, hop, skip, and a jump from being in Wisconsin. Just
can't believe you do that to us.
Place you on the map. You are well northwest of Chicago, northeast of Rockford, and also a little bit less northeast of Kirkland, where you came from. Aletha, you specifically would know that the town of Harvard, Illinois, not to be confused with that other Harvard, is off to your west. And interestingly enough, your trace of the knife leads you there. Somewhere deep in the middle of the town of Harvard. So you have a location trace. Question is, are you going to directly recon it and like actually lay eyeballs or pass on what information you have and wait for what the party says.
I mean, I feel like I was saying I was looking.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough. Because you're missing Sabbat appears to be in a church. Contrary to popular opinion, churches have absolutely fuck all repellent effect unless other things are at play. Vampires can just walk right in.
Rudely.
There is a queue, basically, coming down the church corridor. And your vampire friend is standing at the front in a priest's frock. Appears to be passing out rations. Caveat. To the people coming through the church.
Caveat.
Yo.
A while back,
mm-hmm.
I had a vision.
You did. Not the same place.
Okay. Not the same robes and all that?
No. This is a basic Catholic-looking church. Definitely not the very large, opulent-looking cathedral-type building that you saw in Milwaukee. Okay. It also isn't adorned like that one, with the long drapes blocking out the sun and the redded-over stained glass. This is... looks to be
that's fair. I just
basic. Yep.
It's like, wait a minute. I've dealt with this before.
Mm-hmm. You can tell from where he's standing that he pretty strategically is like not in the sun, but not in a way that makes it obvious. But yeah, your boy is a pretty plain looking Catholic priest. It's dark hair. Clean cut, clean shaven. You would not pick him out from any particular gaggle of clergy. Just looks like a dude.
Men. Ordinary men. All right.
Give me, actually, Wits occult.
Okay. Can River make this as well?
Sure.
Are you using a mirror?
In this case, Olathe is using was using smoke.
Is it like visible though?
Obscuring.
Because, like, I can't really do magic, and that very much limits the things I could do to prepare. But I could potentially come help you.
Let's say, if you had expressed an interest in being able to see, Olathe probably would have done it in a way where you could have.
Is that you something...
You had been away when I had initially started, so that's I had started it differently, but like...
That's okay. It's all good.
I Olathe definitely would have invited you over, because like, you know a lot about vampires.
I do. Ben, is that something you're willing to have happen?
Sure.
Smoke wrapped around the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Or just if we're just looking into smoke, that works too.
Yeah, smoke was the original way I was doing it.
A story can look into smoke. Shared.
That would definitely fall under oracular ability.
Yeah, man, I got that.
Yeah.
Didn't end up being the group's oracle, but I got that.
Alright.
Yeah, sorry.
What's the diff, Ben?
Diff 8.
And may I also make that?
Yes.
One success for Olathe. 3 for River.
And Astoria?
Sorry, I'm having to uncover my dice. one, two, four, six, seven.
Okay. Olathe, you've definitely heard of vampires being religious figures before. Just never encountered it explicitly or in a lot of detail.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with Astoria's role because it was higher. Astoria, however, is familiar with a bit of information that is maybe a conspiracy theory and maybe actually reality. She's not totally sure, and she's never had a conversation with a vampire to find out.
Oh my god, is the Catholic Church just vampires?
There is a strong rumor that most or all of the Catholic Church is under the influence of the Sabbat.
My
not
bro.
Just vampires, but specifically, explicitly, the Sabbat.
I was just about to like turn to Chase and be like, uh-huh, Catholic vampires, and then you said that. wow, okay.
Exactly where I would have expected to find him, but sure.
Certainly gives credence to the Catholic Sabbat. Rumors, I guess. I thought that would be a little bit more up Chase's alley, but...
The Catholic Sabbat rumors?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard? Yeah, there's like some wild conspiracy theories out there that like the entire Catholic Church is controlled by the Sabbat. Like
wide-eyed, open mouth look of shock from Jesse.
Jace just about chokes mid-drink on his blue flavorless drink that he's pretending is Gatorade.
Are you fucking serious?
Holy shit, I knew it!
Charles looks pretty grim.
Oh, no, well, shit, it is real?
We don't know for sure. It's one of those things that goes back so far that no one's sure exactly if it was the truth or not, but I've heard it said that that had to do with the schism between the Orthodox and the Catholics. He kind of gestures down at himself in a, you know, all of me gesture. Orthodox here?
They're so open about the blood stuff. Like, in retrospect, they're
so open. The transmutation? Yeah, man. It's, like, so obvious.
There's also... One of my brothers once wrote an essay speculating that the popular conception that crucifixes are the repellent for vampires was a clever ploy on the Sabbat's part to have mortals arming themselves with something that wasn't actually going to protect them.
Garlic, because they were dying.
I don't know, but
you're right.
This has been the worst 24 hours of my life.
Astoria has doubled over wheezing.
They just want people to season themselves.
Jessica's just kind of gently, awkwardly patting Astoria's back.
Olathe is taking a heavier drag off the cigarette.
Genuine existential crisis from Jesse.
Jesse, I know you're not going to want it, but offer the cigarette.
Please don't put that anywhere near me right now.
Jesse.
What?
This is going to be a lot easier to grasp if you lean into the idea that every major organization on the planet is headed by some variety of supernatural being, and people like you and me do, in fact, just run the world.
But fucking vampires? You'd be telling me how many...
Why not?
Wait. But the bad ones.
Miss Jesse,
Catholicism has kind of always been the bad ones, I think.
Shut the fuck up!
He winces a little bit. If it's any consolation, this revelation doesn't necessarily mean that your family priest was a vampire.
You know, though,
I certainly hope that's the case.
Almost certainly not.
But, if this is true, probably the popes and bishops and such. He gets a little bit of a wry grin. All I can say is at least the Eastern Orthodox, we're not full of vampires or we'd have killed them by now.
Hayes?
Yeah?
That means the squirt gun baptisms were vampires! COVID happened in our world, right?
It did.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm just impressed that you've heard of that, Astoria.
Me too.
What? Why wouldn't I?
You like miss a lot of the references. Yeah.
That mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's our point.
I don't understand what donkeys have to do.
It's a reference to a movie.
It's a reference to something that's way more commonly known than squirt gun baptisms.
You ever heard Shrek?
No? Why would I?
Okay.
One of y'all just quietly hears Brother Charles under his breath go, "What are you doing in my swamp?" While he's stirring the fire.
Okay, but like, that's like a relevant thing. Like,
well, yeah, but you still need access to the internet to see that kind of shit these days. And if you've been on the internet, you've seen Shrek. So I assume you're not on the internet.
Access to the internet. I just didn't use it for Shrek.
Damn shame that.
Usually it was supervised research time.
Oy.
Anyway, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yes. The other end to every major organization on the planet is run by supernaturals is nearly zero of the people on the front lines of said organizations have any idea about that or are supernatural. Yeah. Like, Walmart's just run by the syndicate, but the dude ringing you out isn't...
Well, yeah, of fucking course. I'm not saying that I think that there was a vampire in my church. It's just, I have been worshipping an organization run by vampires, the bad ones. Fucking.
Yeah, I mean.
The world's really getting rocked a lot.
This has been the worst 24 hours of my life in a hot fucking minute.
If it makes.
Yeah, by that I mean a couple months.
I was going to say, it's not been a great year.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, theoretically, like, you've been worshipping your version of deity, right? Not, like, the institution itself.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a pretty major, like...
It's a major distinction.
It's also, like, a pretty major shock to the system there to know that... I believe that. It just...
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to help.
I'm willing to take any piece of evidence to be confirmation because it just makes too much sense.
I mean, like, the eating the body and the blood kind of thing? Like, you know, normalizing it.
Oh my god.
The colonialism?
I'm gonna be sick.
That's, like, vampire's favorite thing.
Yeah, the church had a lot of colonialism.
Chase holds out a hand to fist bump Olathe.
Fist bumps him back, I guess.
That's a really weird thing to fist bump about, Chase.
Call it shared experiences.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Japan got it too, just about 100 years. No, 100 years later, earlier. I don't know my history that well, but we got it too.
Yeah, the pagan community did too. Not quite as thoroughly, but yeah.
So, now that we're more or less done making wildly offensive jokes at one another in a very stressful situation.
Did we finish that?
Probably not, but... So you have, like, a location on this guy, though. And he's, like, outside?
No, he's in a church.
Okay, because it's, like, daytime, isn't it? It's, like, morning.
He seemed to very much be avoiding windows and such, but...
Keep an eye on him, though. He's got to be getting tired.
Well, at least we have a general location for him. If we'd like to spend a little more time, I can check for Ma's friend. Former friend?
Jesse's gonna flinch.
Oof.
When he says Ma's friend.
That's fucked up, man.
That's. I
don't think we have a name for her yet.
The Nafandi bitch? I don't know.
Okay. The Nafandi bitch.
Thank you.
But she's going to take, I think, a lot more... She's going to be more alert looking, at least, so it's going to take longer.
I mean, she's actively a correspondence mage, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, either she is or some of her new group is, but I would assume it was her that was reaching out.
If that was her that reached out, does that mean that maybe there's shit, Elaine just lost it. Sorry. Fucking brain residue from her call. In me? In my head?
I believe Jay's already
on the mirror.
The mirror might have, but we have, and gestures of the book, something already, and I think the less we given Chase already gave you the clear, the less we try to reconnect you to her, the safer for you. And I'd rather.
Yeah, I just didn't know if maybe there was like a fingerprint, like a like brain fingerprint I could look for.
Something or like could use to help.
Yeah. Possibly. But well, I think kind of like wiggles a hand a little bit. I don't know that it would necessarily be better than this. I don't know how much it's been that she's been actually in your head versus using correspondence to talk near you?
Depends if the signature that was mother was actually Lilith or was the Nafandi.
That as well, and I would really rather not try to backtrack Lilith.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair.
She will notice.
Yes.
And she will make you a vegetable about it.
And I have very much tried to avoid that.
Jesse gulps.
I would like to try to keep my mind, you know, mostly intact at least. Feels like a goal.
I'm really scared she's going to get in my head when we get there.
Well?
Like, I'm really, really scared.
Reapply mind words before we leave.
I kind of figured we probably would. And then... rely, I'm guessing in your case, on Chase?
Nope, I'll put my own up. It's just going to be more difficult.
Out of character, that would have been to Jesse. Since Jesse's version where it doesn't have mind one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I guess. Can you manage HP?
Yeah.
We can put some quintessence to locking them in place.
Out of character, she already has 6 from Chase. She's got 6 successes of mind wards.
I mean, yes, but it's a new day.
I'm going to say those were yesterday.
Oh, okay, fair.
So I don't know if Ben would be carrying those over.
I didn't know if that was I didn't know if that 6 was like the total of the successes and if any of it was given to longevity. So I just
enough was given to it to last throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
Cool.
But no,
you're going to have a 3-point mind ward with enough left over to make that last all day this time.
Thank you.
Okay. Put that in current effects if you do not mind, please.
Oh, what a day it's going to be.
All right. Well, I don't know if anyone's thought of this yet, but our vampire is a priest. And seemingly an active one.
It looked like it, which also may be the source of some of their cultists. And it also gives them a most likely center of power.
And a steady stream of sacrifices?
Quite possibly.
The church is a sanctum?
Well,
only if it makes a face and kind of, it's possible.
The other concern is it's possible the church doesn't know. And if he has an active congregation, they're probably in a functional town.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine so. Along with that, because I doubt that they are going to welcome us.
I was going to say, how would your town feel if strangers pulled up and said to hand over a priest and...
Olympus stays quiet because she's not the right one to ask that.
People did show up in our town and demand we hand people over.
How'd that go for them?
Well, all things considered.
There was an incident with one of our town people turning out to be a fae.
But I get your point.
Yeah, we should probably consider plans for how to approach this if the town doesn't know what's going on. Because personally, yeah. I don't relish the idea of cutting my way through some city militia to get at this vampire if they're not a part of the problem.
Agreed. Not exactly the way I'd like to go about things.
You could just sneak in.
Jessica perks up a little bit.
Well, first things first. Do we want me to look for Miss Nafandi and see if she's in the same town? If they are, or if they are even some part of the leadership of this town. The vampire clearly is.
I think that's the move.
Well then.
But also, work. Again, that vampire motherfucker's got to be getting sleepy. It's like daytime, and they don't like that, so... I feel like it might be realistic to just break into his house and murder him in his sleep.
Could be a daywalker.
I don't think.
What, they got those?
Yes, they have those.
Quite rare.
Fuck.
Very specific set of circumstances to make that possible. Also, I would be shocked if it did not have ghouls at a minimum to protect itself during the day.
The dice love me today. Six. First six successes going to warding. next three also going to warding. Bringing us up to eight again. And then three more to looking.
And we're now looking for Nefandi Mari.
Yep.
Okay.
And if I end up hitting any kind of resistance, I will probably be doing another roll to up the hide first.
Okay. How many successes again? I'm sorry. There were a lot of numbers get thrown out. How many successes to actually find?
Do what?
How many successes to actually find her? I'm sorry. You were
three.
Listing three successes to find her. Okay.
Three to find, eight to hide again.
Okay. You get a directional trace, and that is it. North.
North something rather is than west.
North rather than west. Something is actively obscuring your view.
Okay. Right. Let's. She's not in the same direction. She's north.
Are you sure?
Unless she's misdirecting well, but.
Would you be?
I already am.
Yeah, I mean, if she's a correspondence mage, I'm sure she could just, like, drop her life signature somewhere else, right? Like, if she's a good one.
I mean, yeah. It's relatively easy to
throw a willpower behind this. And another five successes. Let's bump hide to 9 or hide to 10, and then that's six successes of look.
Okay. Still just getting arrow points north.
Oh, wait. This is the willpower. That'd be seven to look.
Yeah.
All right. God damn it, bitch. Roll more dice at this problem. You underestimate the pile of my dice, lady. Another four successes. We're putting that to 11 to look.
Also, how long are we spending on this?
Sounds like at least until 9 in the morning.
Which means I guess you get some more, more time.
Yeah.
Aletha.
Yeah. That's a happy sound.
What dice pool do I want to use for this?
Actually, quick question. At 11, does it overcome my hiding?
Probably, yeah.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I thought the 10 was supposed to take it off of their look pool. But I realized I'm not entirely sure on that.
This is going to be a weird roll.
Yeah, bud?
I'm trying to decide exactly how I want to have you do it. Fuck it. Perception investigation.
Okay.
I will also allow No. Perception investigation.
Okay. And is River allowed to also make this, or is it just me?
Just you.
Because I'm the one casting the magic then. Okay. I'm
casting the magic.
98882? Since I wasn't given a diff, and now I need to reset my whole dice pile again.
There is a flavor to the signal back that you're getting. Like, your mind is, you're not seeing a picture in picture like you did for the priest.
Okay.
You have the, like, certainty in your head of go north. target is north. It's just a feeling that you have of the target is north.
All right. Well, this is correspondence. But do I get... Okay.
The longer that you examine that feeling of go north, and go north being the only signal that you get, you realize that it's artificial. That she is aware that you're looking and is letting you see what she wants you to see. She's fine with you knowing that she's to the north, but that's all she's giving you. And she's actively obscuring herself heavily.
So, do I get a distance? And two, I know she's fucking with my senses then. Do I know that she's actually north then?
You had 9, 8, 8, 2, three successes on the roll.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because I had 4 dice.
Yeah. You're pretty damn sure that the north part is accurate. And if you had to guess, just with your own knowledge of correspondence and what it feels like with you looking, it is harder to completely hide or to tell a complete lie than it is to tell a partial truth and just leave out the important information. She's letting you know that she's north. That part is real.
You can't get away from that.
But she is putting enough effort in to hide her exact location.
She's north. I can get that, but she's fielding as fast as I can look.
If you had to guess, she's a better correspondence mage than you and probably has some other way of being stronger.
I'm not sure if she's in a sanctum or what she's doing, but it feels like she's better at this than me, or at least has enough help to be better at this than me.
She's almost certainly in a sanctum. If they came all the way over here for a call, there's certainly a sanctum associated.
And Ben, I wasn't able to tell how far north?
Nope.
Well,
Maybe we can get her to come to us if we cause enough of a fucking stink with the vampire.
Depends on how attached she is to the vampire. The Fondi don't tend to get super attached.
I mean, she's been making groups. She gets attached.
That doesn't mean it's her only group.
Could just be that they're useful to her, and that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go out of her way to bring Ma back.
Do we know that?
She didn't succeed, and you didn't have problems with her until recently.
And we know for a fact... I think
that's as much of a confirmation as we're going to get.
She was willing to let her cultists nuke themselves in the middle of town.
Well, cultists and a fucking head honcho vampire dude. Not exactly equivalent in if I were her, you know?
He may not be a head honcho vampire dude. Could just be a vampire.
I guess this leads to the question, which one do we want to deal with more? The vampire church? Or trying to track her down? We have a solid location on one, and I can at least get a direction on the other.
There might be a hint at the vampire place if they keep in contact.
True. But we do know what the vampire is doing. We don't know if they found the call they were searching for yet. And more time may make that more dangerous.
Alternatively, if they have finished their meat monster. And that's the one that controls it. Not having to deal with a hostile meat monster could be worth any potential increase in difficulty.
Didn't the vampires say that the Sabbat were excommunicated, essentially? What if we sick the other vampires on them and go deal with the Navandi? Especially if there's Camarilla's secrets on the line. I mean,
that might be enough. Or we could go learn Camarilla's secrets.
Then, what do you want for a roll to know how well that would work?
That's a Jesse roll, usually.
If it's a time roll, it is, but...
Yeah, I mean, you could do entropy time to look at the options. You could also give me a flat, just a flat wits.
Yeah, that was the one I was... I didn't know if it'd be wits and, like, occults and stuff like that, or... If we want flat wits, we can do flat wits. That's a 10, that's a 7, that's a 2. That's another 7. So 10, 7, 7, 2.
You know enough to know that the Camarilla would not, knowing that there are Sabbat active in the area, would be more than happy to dispatch this individual and whatever potential help he might have.
However,
you also remember some of the things that Lucian said before. In particular, that there are different factions in the Camarilla with their own leaders and their own agendas.
Okay.
They are ruled by a council that does not all have one mind. And he has previously warned you that certain of those factions are more inclined to lay waste than to rule over a human peasantry. They would probably come deal with your problem. There is a very strong chance that they would raise the town of Harvard in the process.
We might be able to call the vampires and deal with it, but based on the way Lucian spoke of their council, I think there's a very high chance that that town no longer exists at the end of that. They would take the "it's easier to eliminate everyone than just deal with the issue." So if we try to call vampires in it, there's a decent chance we're signing that town up for a wholesale slaughter.
How much of the town's already ghouls?
I think we probably need to go ahead and handle this ourselves.
We're balancing a dangerous set of priorities right now.
We are. Unless we want to try to reach out to the bears.
I don't want to bring Luca.
You know, hot take here also. We are very much going after someone with a mastery of the sphere of correspondence, yes?
Yes.
We're all very aware of that. Does anyone actually think that if we go attack the Nafandi house before killing this vampire, they're not just going to teleport the vampire to come help?
No.
I mean, there's every chance that they teleport the other way as well. And then we're dealing with a town and them.
We don't know that she's not in a town.
Or they just send us to Timbuktu or the bottom of the ocean. We don't really have a bunch of great options right now.
No, not particularly, but that's why I think that our best bet is to go ahead and engage with the vampire.
Yeah, agreed.
As soon as we can get there while he's theoretically asleep. If we can kill the vampire without our Nafandi friends noticing, or at least without them being able to intervene in time, that thins their numbers before we get to that fight. Or, at the very least, we're going to go into this vampire thing loaded for bear, and we'll be ready. Because at this point, I would rather have this all become a set piece battle rather than deal with assassins that are mostly invisible every 4 hours or so for the next rest of our lives.
Okay, and we're still declining additional help?
Well, actually, that is a question. Brother, do you think your group would be able to assist in either fight? Other than just you yourself?
You had said they were split to look. I think we've found.
I see we've at least narrowed the field.
I can certainly travel and ask. You say that she is north of us.
That is, yes.
Of some concern, because so are That's... we.
If we want, I can try to sink more time into narrowing that down, but she is, it seems, fairly actively countering me.
And if she's a master, you're not going to out magic her.
Out of character question. Did he see the picture?
Maybe not. But why do you ask? Walk me through.
What the thought was, maybe she would be familiar. Maybe she's actually one of his, and it's just been under wraps or something.
His order is exclusively male.
Okay,
never so there's at least mind. That. yeah, good thought. But there is that. Well, most of the Order, unfortunately, has a very defensive mindset at the moment. But I can try to make the case. But I will need to go in person.
You don't have any remote way of speaking with them?
He points to his falcon that's perched by his tent. I can send message by bird, but I imagine this will take real convincing. Conversation and convincing. When the signs of Nafandic influence arose, the vast majority of our resources were placed into protecting those under our charge. And there are some few thousand at this point. There aren't many of us that have been allowed to go looking for information. The hope from our leadership was that they would eventually reveal themselves, but hopefully would not find us. Our order has dealt with Nafandi many times in the past, but there's a bit of, call it institutional PTSD, from when we were run out of France. That was the workings of Nafandis at the time.
Well,
I think the fear is they will slaughter all under our protection if it means getting to us.
If you feel you can or wish to make this argument, make it clear exactly the fact that she is a correspondence and at this point seems to be long operating Nafandi. Given the timeline we've seen, gives her a much better chance of breaking through and finding you.
I agree.
The longer she's allowed to be out and look.
And also, she's found a call, which means more Nafandi in the area, which means if it's not dealt with, it will become a problem of being overrun.
Excellent points. If it were up to me. In the meantime, perhaps we would have better luck seeking the call than the Nafandis themselves. They give off very unpleasant energies that with the right attunement, a mage could probably at least get a glimpse of it and start trying to triangulate it. We know that she's north. That's a place to start.
Well, out of character, because it's been a while, does Chase have any correspondence?
No.
Okay, and neither does Astoria.
You can use entropy.
Not necessarily the way I'm thinking. Astoria, would yes. you possibly be able to trace and follow the signs of the creature that came to them? That we think is leading them? Perhaps we could follow their direct trail? If
Benji.
It's leading them to it.
Okay, here's my proposal. My proposal is Spirit, Prime, entities of that caliber leave ripples. And with Prime, I can see the magic of the ripples, and with Spirit, I can trace the essence of the ripples.
True. The only limiting factor being range.
Not if we're moving with it.
Correct.
Bloodhound that shit.
Mm-hmm. This is basic tracking and hunting, which is what I like this suggesting.
Yes. Astoria is very good at that.
You could absolutely do that. Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, that would not be a thing that you could sit here and do. You would have to bloodhound it as.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't have any way to do that at distance, but if we traveled, I could track it across the forest.
I think we'd have to hunt it that way. But if it's leading to the call, or it's leading to her, most likely one or the other.
Yes.
Either way, that's a result we're aiming for.
It is. I don't have any way to determine if I'm being led astray in the distant sense. So I couldn't guarantee that, but I can follow the traces of it. We might have to take a circuitous path.
Yeah. Would it be one of those times it would definitely probably be of help to have had Naomi to church it, but...
Okay.
I think we can. You can still do this quite well. And I think it's our best bet. Unless we want to go tackle a vampire head on. We can go try to deal with a vampire and then come back and do this. I don't think the ripples will have dissipated that much.
Well, even if we find the call, there's no saying we have to tackle it now. We can, once we have all the information, we can make that decision, right? Like,
better to... Assuming we're not in the middle of anything big that's gonna, you know,
that.
Win the fight for them.
True.
If they're already at the call, it's dangerous to give them more time at it.
I mean, but also, I can't... I mean, Chase and I might be able to work on it, but, like, it takes a lot of Nefandi and sacrifices and stuff to open a call. It's gonna take us longer than just a few minutes to close one.
True.
If we even can.
Disrupting their opening it.
It's open already. That one was never closed.
True.